Okay, we're live.
We're alive.
Get this tweeted out, post it up. We'll tell the party people what's going on.
For the police?
Yeah, police. We're gonna hang out with the police. Have a good time. Really good. Yo, Chunky, Mr. Kyle. You guys are always on it.
Oh, yeah.
Frickin' bug snack.
Bug snacks?
Yeah, we're eating bug snacks big time right now. What are you guys doing? No, it doesn't feel, I mean, does it feel different living here? No, I really don't care much about my surroundings, I guess. That's why I live like a freaking pig. But really, it makes not much of a difference to me.
I think it does. I'm affected by my environment. Doesn't matter.
I mean, if it were the difference between like some nice resort and a freaking whorehouse, then yeah. But I mean, if it's from like one decent place to another, yeah, it's like whatever.
Has to be. I don't know. For me, I have some environmental reflection. What is outside comes in quite often.
Yeah. Guitar stream, you already got the amp hooked up? Oh no, maybe I should whip it out today, because Victor will be writing this one. Be silent. But on the NP2 situation, today I'll probably be posting my Subscribestar page. And you guys can start going over there. Just because it's really 50-50 chance if NP2 survives or doesn't. So I've got all the links to all the content so far consolidated in each document, and then I'll just post the new stuff in the posts. But I didn't want to make like 1,000 posts because there's like 200 streams. NP2 basically had a payment processor. I guess Dick's account got terminated. He tried with another one, his account got terminated again, and he's just trying to find some bank or someone that will do payment processing, but it's looking kind of grim right now. I use Subscribestar, they're awesome. The issue is payments take a day to post. What does that mean? But yeah, the interface is better, so even if NP2 is fine after all, I think it's alright to get a page up there.
Holding the spoon like that, it makes you look like you're using a bong. Can you take out the spoon?
I need the spoon temporarily, because there's some nice yummy marshmallows in here.
Yeah. You're fat.
Big time.
Yummy marshmallows. I gotta eat it. tasty.
like one guy donated 100 today and will show up until tomorrow. Oh, well, that's fine. So yeah, be on the lookout. I guess I'll tweet out the page and probably post it on new project as well and get people to start shifting over because they seem more stable. I mean, I think they like personally emailed me one time, so I don't think they'll kick me off or anything. Think you'll ever make content with Nick Fuentes again? Oh yeah, I forgot I did that. Oh yeah, I'd be interested in talking with him, see how it is to be involved in political stuff. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have the Nazi stuff here with me right now. Yeah, just checking. Subscribe Star won't kick you off. FAQ on that is hilarious. Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, I just something to say and I completely forgot it. Classic. I had no idea. It's way cooler now that I realize he isn't still on that Griper train. Who's he even up to right now? Costs about 23.5% more for me on Subscribestar. Where's that? Be able to get some gaming fired up. I'm feeling kind of in a gaming mood. I've been playing Fallout
Very
1.
Recently saw something of Nick Fuentes being on Zoom talking to people about politics for 40 minutes.
Bro.
I forgot you could do that. And I remembered Steven Crowder videos of him arguing with people for 40 minutes on a tweet. I got a headache thinking about it, so I went to play Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, is it freaking taxes? Because that's freaking gay. We'll see if that's even necessary, but...
Oh man, that's awesome. I love when that happens.
Some tax and international
transactions. I'm about to pay some taxes, too.
That sucks, but it's... better than not having access to the content at all.
Well...
I'm still freaking... Sorry about that. Versus the Oranges? Oh, yeah, that's still a title. What is the title for this one?
Eating mangoes.
Okay.
Eating marshmallows.
Yo, Chris, yeah, eating marshmallows. Like, fat freaking... marshmallows. Dude. What are those, like, dinkies, yokies? What are they freaking called?
What the hell are you talking about
like,
right now?
How do I even describe this? Like those sweets in the store that are the most processed things you've ever seen. Like a black chocolate sort of cupcake thing with like white cream in the middle. There's a ton of different products like that.
Anthony Fantano's wife?
Oh. Oh my gosh, that's freaking disgusting. Jeez. Oh no. Yeah, stuff like ding dong. eating those. There's like a whole line of products that are like that by some chick named Auntie something. Auntie Digger Snacks. That's the brand. Surprised they haven't gotten boycotted yet, honestly. I think black people just like them too much. I can take the spoon out now. I don't know where to put it though. I just put it on my table.
Where you put most things.
That's... You're not supposed to know about that. I'll just put it over here. Hostess. That's right. Produce all these sugar-loaded things around these parts, yeah. Winkies, snowballs.
Snowballs?
Mm-hmm. Hostess. Ho-hos. Jeez, who comes up with these? Should be me, honestly. Freaking ding-dongs. Now I'm seeing all these names weird. Brownies? These all sound like nicknames for my friggin' poop.
Yeah, squeezed out of brownie.
Yeah, brownie. Brown one.
What's up, chimp?
Very zingers. Jeez, these are great.
I got an idea for
the ding dongs, maybe wiener wiggles.
The black bastard deserves to die. KKK.
Free headshots for black people.
Yeah, I love that one, man.
Yeah, cosmic turds, freaking. Wiener Wigglers. That. But everyone in chat who has a job, how do you not think about work 24/7? I don't really understand that question.
Hate.
Oh, is it because you like applied for a job or something or stressed out?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing about work when you're at work and then. I know if I had a normal job, I'd freaking have a heart attack on the second day. So I can't really blame you. I mean, jeez. Having people expect me to do things? What a horrible prospect. Yeah, having people expect me to figure it out and like make phone calls. Like ask questions.
Sophia, you have to answer the phone calls.
Oh, yeah, I started having a freaking diarrhea stroke. Start stroking out, start.
Sophia, where is the report?
Start pushing out a frowny.
Frowning. Cause you frown, you squeeze it out.
Get an ulcer within 20 minutes. Oh. You guys feel like that? I feel like that's like motivation. That's like my like hell. Like the Jordan Peterson thing. Planning your future. Create the life you want to live and create your hell that you're running away from. That's my hell. I'm gonna work a normal office job and like fraternize and do the spreadsheet. Oh, well, I don't know. Just figure it out. Ah! I've only had one job at a retirement home. There were a lot of funny old racist people there. Dude, that's based. I want to talk to the old racist That's people. I only know young racist black people.
Alan Watts? Isn't Alan Watts retarded and gay?
I think that's why I was more interested in trades, honestly. Even though I'm a freaking woman.
I get along well with old people. Just wait a lot.
Ah! I'm a hostess at a restaurant, so I have to talk to people a lot. I keep thinking about how I should talk to them. Can't help but think of numerous scenarios. Yeah. Kind of a stress case like that. You just gotta start screaming at the demons who are doing that. Call them F-gots. Call them
hostess is pretty cool.
Call them freaking gay F-gots. Figures. They'll run away in a second. They get scared. People that are older than boomers are epic? Yeah. There's one like age range of people that is cancer, but everything around it is fine.
Yeah, I'm seeing Alan Watts quotes and it all sounds retarded.
Alan Watts? Who's that?
Yeah, it's a psychedelic guy.
Oh.
Psychedelic Zen philosopher.
I'll be looking more into that stuff writing the Spirited Away video.
Also known as a retard.
Yeah. I sit at their tables and don't know what to say afterwards, like, have fun! Well, you're only, like, what, 16? I don't think they could...
Enjoy your meal.
Yeah, enjoy your meal. Like, even if you F up, they're just gonna think it's funny and be, like, empathetic with that. It'd be different if you were, like, a 30-year-old man and didn't have it together, still. Then it'd just be gross. Yeah, I guess you have to sort of be masterful with small talk and that sort of thing. And having sort of quick conversational reflexes. You don't like spurge out and say you too when someone says enjoy your meal or something like that.
Okay, there's two possibilities. Either I am Chad and completely Alpha Master Vagina Destroyer, or these people are retarded and it's not that big of a deal to burn dead wood. It's sort of what everybody does all the time.
Who are you talking about?
I'm looking at some like ego death stuff again, and it's like the greatest thing you can figure out is when you stop caring about what other people think of you. Isn't that like 8-year-old kids movie?
Yeah, isn't that literally like, I thought that when I was in 7th grade. I remember like telling you about it, like, oh shoot, yeah, like, I was like 12. That's what I figured out when I was 12. But yeah, I probably shouldn't care what people think about me. That's kind of gay, and then I never did it again. Are people just like super stunted?
I'm not what you think I am. Ego is, I am what I think you think I am. Oh, so it's living up to other people's expectations instead of not caring about it and doing what you want to do. Oh, okay. Yeah, isn't that what I feel like figures out when they're at 9?
I feel like nobody knows what ego actually means then, if it's... Because even if it were, like, overconfidence or arrogance, that's not really a bad thing. I've never had a problem with someone who's too, like, headstrong. Had problems with people who are like torturing themselves and think, you know, they deserve nothing or whatever, and are really, I don't know, man.
Wanting
ego death sounds like
way,
the
motivation.
Sounds like, isn't that just psychosis?
If you don't,
it sounds the same as the freaking psychedelic thing, which is like, oh, you don't want to like be completely ego death, but you need to like do it like a little bit so like you like advance like. Take like enlighten, like the same as the DMT. You're not ready for it. Like you're not ready for it yet. Jeez.
There was an old lecture where he said the exact same thing you and Soph said, but it was 40 years ago. I'm not even talking specifically about Alan Watts. But I'm seeing videos about that sort of stuff, and it's all
ego death is the vague new age idea of like, oh, you gotta like die to your like preconceived notions and your attachments to things so you can really be like enlightened and free. I can suck my fake old ball sack, you gay F-got.
It's not philosophy, it's like basic wisdom you develop when you're 10.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have some sort of debilitation.
Disability? Nobility.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not gonna talk about politics.
No.
What do you think I think? You think I think Antifa's cool?
You'd be right.
Yeah, you'd be freaking right. I think they rock. They're awesome.
And suckle.
And hey, supple. They're super supple and they suckle.
A lot of the Zen meditation stuff does like philosophy. It does not sound like, well, maybe it does because philosophy sucks. But this is all philosophy, as a matter of fact. It's all stuff you can figure out on your own.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever read any philosophical thing and be like, whoa, that's really smart. I have read, you know, Catholic theological things and be like, holy crap, I would have never figured that out because I'm dumb.
The only thing I ever remember even feeling like that about was reading the five ways and was like, oh crap, I can't break that.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, it was, you know.
Oh, Thaddy Pippin?
What's up?
No politics.
Who cares? Shut the rule. Shut up.
No politics, man.
Actually, no. I think I'll talk about it on stream when it's D&D because ego death is Buddhist in the way that it's retarded.
You wanna hop on call right now?
Yeah, that's entirely okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to be playing D&D constantly. I'm not. Terrorism is like a fact. It's as much of a fact of life as paying taxes, as a matter of fact. So I'm not gonna be stressing about some civilians partaking in it.
Yeah. I mean, what else? What do you expect from this freaking world?
It's threatening people, putting them in a state of fear to get political gain. Like, where have I seen that before? Where do I see that every day?
Yeah, isn't that exactly what politicians do? Isn't that just part of the political system by necessity?
Isn't that normal? Oh no, but it's legal. Yeah, legality is defined by whom? Oh, okay. Then they do it.
I might start laughing.
I'll have a laughing fit and pass out if I start thinking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I look at 2012 and I think 4 years ago, and then I go, hold on. I've got a really... My perception of time is not catching up at all. It's happening all the time. I look at a year and think, oh yeah, that's 4 years ago. No, wait, that's 8 years ago.
We live in a perception of a perception of ourselves.
Yeah, some crap that makes no sense and gets me nothing. Thank you.
Oh, that's crazy. Why is everybody, like, talking about the hell right now? Are you guys in hell? Is this stream getting broadcasted in hell?
No.
What my parents think I should be, what my college or university thinks I should achieve. Okay, dude.
Yeah, aren't you... Like, both of us figured this out at, like 12, 13. This crap.
Yeah.
This is, like, what you figure out as a preteen. Because, you know, you hit the age of reason or whatever, your brain turns on, you're like, huh. All right.
But I'm not peaceful about it. I'm not... Well, technically I am, but... I'm more like, that's retarded.
Yeah.
I'm not enlightened. I'm just... not satisfied with a lot of things people engage in. That's not enlightenment. You're gonna do that, inevitably. Insofar as you are an individual and you're not like everybody else. You're gonna be dissatisfied with everybody else's choices. Because otherwise, why wouldn't you be making them?
I was playing Minecraft and listening to an audiobook. Space? Playing Minecraft's always good. But didn't we figure out stoicism on our own before we even figured out it was a thing?
I figured out stoicism when I was 12 years old, sitting in my green carpet. And I figured it out when I was 12 years old.
Yeah. I don't think that's a testament to, like, oh man, we're geniuses. I think that's just the stuff that people are wigging out over. It's pretty basic. Might just be a result of the fact that they've been robbed of regular parenting and upbringing that would teach you those things pretty early on.
Why would you go to hell before you die? Are you retarded? Going to hell before you die is a concept. It's true. Charles called it.
It's like ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny, except it's like delayed by a lot.
Yeah.
And they figure out when they're like 30. When they were supposed to be figuring out, I don't know, rocket science. I had my argument called Socratic as an insult by feminists before I had read any Socratic philosophy.
How old were you?
Yeah, that was spooky. Well, apparently the washing machine here is freaking broke. So I'm gonna be even more disgusting than usual.
Your mom came to deliver your lotion?
Yes. Nice. And tell me though.
As always.
For your meter long wiener, I know you need it, Sophia. And to tell me the washing machine. There's the golf clothes? I sold them. Yeah. Time for your lotion. Oh man. What do you want to ask me about 200 years together?
I didn't read that.
I listened to an audiobook of a little bit of it. And it was pretty dense. Yeah, 3 o'clock lotion. Lotioning of the dong.
Badonkadonk.
The badonk, yeah. Great. No, I haven't seen the movie Brazil. Oh, man. But yeah, it seems like doesn't Joe Rogan like call religions like all cults?
Yeah.
Then he worships DMT.
That's this bit that the only difference between a religion and a cult is that it's something like that. There's one difference between a religion and a cult, and one of them is older than the other, I guess. I guess is his point.
Was trying to find a physical copy, and as far as I can see, it doesn't exist in English.
Remembered. It's, religion is a cult where the people have already died. If the people that are...
What? Up,
like, the creator... If the creator of the cult... If the religion is still alive, it's a cult. That's basically the point that he makes.
Yeah, but I'm sure DMT holds all the friggin' answers. We crawl inside my own mind. Did you reference it in your last video? Yeah, I found some, I just know the basics about it, and I found some audiobook on YouTube of it, but I haven't read the whole thing. But, it's good enough to know that it does prove. What? You did what? Oh.
The Nerdy Cowboy said he rapped in his sleep and it was lit and it was about scientific philosophy and Newton and Tesla.
I've had a lot of dreams actually where I was rapping in them.
Were you good at it?
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. Oh, my anus. Every day.
That hurts? It hurts that it smells? Ow!
Yeah, it hurts so bad it smells.
So if you sold all your... sold all your golf clothes, does that mean you only have, like, 2 outfits now? Yeah, I have, like, 2 clothes.
I passed out at a party while people were rapping in turn in a basement. What life do you lead?
Pass it up.
And that was the only time they ever saw me participate.
Yeah, those dreams where I say something smart and I realize something important, and when I try thinking it's waking life, it's gibberish. Yeah. Usually happens like that. One time I had actually good thought. Sleep thought. Yeah, I just found a partial online PDF version. Physical version has been sent to you. Yeah, I think the only way to do it is online. Do you want to publish it? I don't think there's any need. I was parting with them on a weekly to daily basis. What?
Is that from when you were in hell?
TV show.
It's scary that several saints have said most people will end up in hell, including Christians and priests. I don't know what that means, because I've seen conflicting things about it.
As far as I've seen, yeah, that's sort of the consensus. I mean, there's even biblical verses about it. The narrow path. Movie would probably be Fight Club, but TV show, I don't know. Haven't watched... Actually, oh man, I'm spacing out. Yeah, Naruto. That's a pretty good juxtaposition, Naruto and Fight Club. While doing it, I got 3 people to quit cocaine and 2 to quit drinking. Well, that's good.
I don't feel good about that sort of estimations. Those sorts of estimations, rather. Of numbers and thinking about that. How many people will go to hell?
Of course the exact number is not... Yeah.
No, not an exact number, but generally saying people are going to go to hell. That's sort of...
Well, yeah, because it's not our decision.
It's not something that we're supposed to even have in our, you know, in our sights. I'll be right back. Hold up.
All right. Just under heaven if the standards seem so high. Honestly, the more I look at it, the more the standards seem pretty, like, easy. I'm listening to Flower Called Nowhere. One person relapsed on the coke, the one guy was rough on and off drinking. He is currently still clean a few years. You're concerned with going to hell, you're likely not gonna be there? Yeah, that's actually... If you're actively thinking about it, you'll probably die to that bullet. Most people, most people don't even believe in it, and then a bunch of people don't, you know. A lot of people don't believe in anything. A lot of people believe in some crap. A lot of people believe in almost the right thing, but don't really take it seriously, so. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Enter through. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. And again, even the majority of Catholics don't even practice it properly anymore. Yeah. As long as you're in the state of grace when you die, that's it. So not crazy. Literally, that's all it is. So simple, it confuses people. Hmm. I don't think it's worth being terrified about. It's worth being concerned about, but not feeling intense negative emotion over. That's funny. Yeah, the guy who's talking about politics says there's nothing. It's all nothing. It's not possible for non-existence. Yeah, existence comes out of nothing and then it goes back into nothing, just out of nowhere. Nothing caused it. It's all nothing. It's all random nothing. Consequences of screwing up are mortifying. That's true. But I'd say the way you are, it's hard to screw up. I do have actual clothes. Are you retarded? It's been a year. Smoking crack. Serious question. Being a Catholic feels like walking a minefield constantly. Well, what exactly are you having trouble with? If you have grace, you'll find it easy to. Yeah. Staying on Gavin's site for the foreseeable future, yeah. Yeah, I did have the privilege to talk to Alex Jones. That was awesome.
Back. Staying on Gavin's site for the foreseeable future? I mean, Sophia's literally dressed up as a Nazi and he hasn't been able to kick this off, so. And our stuff is great, so I don't think he's gonna do that.
Yeah.
Isn't it likely that when you die, you won't experience anything? Won't it be like your memories of before you were born, non-existent? How would you know that it's non-existent if you don't remember it?
There are things I'm not sure are truly sinful, like cursing, for example. Well, it's better to be safe than sorry. I mean, well, that is a difficult one, but the traditional wisdom is, yeah, you'd guess a priest probably wouldn't be cool with you swearing, so.
I don't trust that. Because it sounds bad to me.
And if you're wrong and you had no way of knowing what was right, then you can't be blamed for that.
But I don't like estimating. You know, yeah, 99% of people are gonna go to hell. Seems like unnecessary. And why would you even say that? That's
yeah, the
what
only
people...
reason... There's no reason to say it's already in the New Testament.
The narrow path, you can think of it as...
I'm thinking as numbers or difficulty.
I think of the narrow path. I conceptualize it as... Like very much in a metaphysical sense, with the word physical being emphasized, emphasized in the sense that it turtles all the way down in a very linear sense. It doesn't become something else. It doesn't move laterally. It's a very forward thing. It's not complicated. It's simple. Doesn't mean it's easy. But it also, I don't think it means it's necessarily hard. And I think it says something that the people who are not religious speak against it, speak out against it. When you say stuff in favor of it, the first thing they always go to is like, yeah, all of us we're all probably gonna go to hell anyway. Oh no, I don't like to.
I mean, how many
slim?
How many times in your life are you gonna be like? Crazy, like, tempted to do a horrible thing. It's not often.
Well, that depends on the time.
Yeah, it depends on how late you're staying up.
It depends on the time.
Is there anything else except cursing? Because I think
you're
in the green on that one.
It depends on the time of, like, 1,000 years ago. There probably was some. Depending on your situation, I mean, at some point in your life, you're probably gonna be tempted really hard.
Yep.
And it's also about why would it be a problem that the numbers are big? I don't think of it like, so anybody can get into heaven? No, the rules stay the same, but it doesn't have to be difficult.
I mean, it was designed in a way that everybody could hypothetically do it. So it
can't
be that hard.
It's not meant to be super difficult.
If it were designed in a way that necessarily it would be absolutely impossible for certain people to do it, that would just be evil. That's impossible. Yeah. What if I'm a Pascal's wager kind of guy? Well, what are you talking about exactly? Do you not believe in that stuff, but you're being cautious?
It feels like no matter how hard I try to believe in Catholicism, there's always a feeling inside that it's not a legitimate belief. How much have you internalized it? How much is it coming from you? Yeah, the Bible never said it's difficult, just the way it's narrow.
Have you seen a priest yet? Have you been baptized or confirmed stuff? Not yet? Try to figure that out ASAP, because getting grace will definitely help with that. Comment that.
What denomination are you, new viewer? We're Roman Catholics. I don't know. Like, so many people... If my concern is, like, what, hell is gonna be empty? No, there's plenty of people who want to go there. Outright blaspheme.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way that it doesn't exist.
It's people that, if given the chance to be redeemed, they wouldn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people like that around, and enough so that I think, you know, going to hell is going to hell or heaven. It's not you don't exactly have to make the hardest decisions of your life to pick which one you go.
Yeah.
I mean, do you wanna be forgiven for your sins? I mean, you're sinning. You're sinning already. You do that. So, like, do you wanna be forgiven? Because that's a given. Everybody's gonna be sinning.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is when you do wanna be forgiven. Some people don't. Some people wanna stick to it. I mean, Lucifer was a literal angel. And he decided of his own volition.
Yeah, the freaking best one.
The presence of God.
Said, ah, whatever, man.
So I think to an extent we have similar, you know, our souls.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, like, angels are fully aware of the consequences, unlike us. Like, they know, they're completely in the know. And 1/3 of them said, you know, I'm going to hell. It's because I want to.
Our souls are more powerful than we think. And when our soul wants something, the likelihood that it's gonna get it, it's very hard. So it's very high rather. If our souls are willing to be forgiven in every sense of the word, willing, it's most likely it's gonna get forgiven. Most likely it's gonna get forgiven. But if our souls are not willing on that, that's not gonna happen either. It's our choice. Very much so. I think. To the extent that, you know, Lucifer did it, we have that stuff in us,
mm-hmm.
of choice, true choice. We can choose where we go.
Gotta go eat dinner. Good luck with the stream. All right, see ya.
Thank you.
See ya, Chunky. If you come back, we should add you to call. Call myself a Christian and baptize myself as a Christian. Would I just don't think the Bible should be taken. Well, depends on what you mean. I mean, why not? And depends on what you mean by that. Like, I know that it's it's not exactly a fully settled matter on whether certain parts of it are literal, but there are certain parts that you have to take literally. Like, you know, Jesus died, was resurrected, stuff like that. It was a story-driven set of metaphysical astral. I don't know about that.
No, the Old Testament is pretty historically bound.
I mean, you know, I'm talking about stuff like Genesis. Like, was it literally a few thousand years, or was it? Because that was disputed.
No, it's like it's pretty much everything except for like four books. It's literally just historically bound what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Every single, I think it was like 73 books. Four of them are more abstract and stuff, but the rest is pretty dead set. And it's not very abstract. Those, the stories, they're not abstract. They're
mm-hmm.
very, you know, real life, old times type.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, I really don't get along with the it's just a framework or a metaphor stuff. No, it's real.
No.
You gotta take it seriously, it's real.
It's not even close to a metaphor. I'm reading the Old Testament. It's none of it's metaphorical or abstract.
I mean, the Old Testament is very literal. They spend like a lot of like the whole building the Ark of the Covenant thing.
Yeah.
Like too much detail. And that doesn't really make sense if it were just a metaphor. You'd go lower resolution if it were just an analogy or something. Like the only places where it goes,
one story.
The only places it goes lower resolution are Genesis and Revelations. Those are the only places, and those are the places where it's disputed whether things are literal or not. But everything else is take it as
Jesus said very plainly to abandon your father and mother and family to follow him. Are you literally doing that? Yes.
You could take that a bunch of different ways, and all of them are positive. I mean, you know, growing up or being detached, or only being detached, or only being attached to things through him.
I doubt any human really wants to go to hell. It's more that they're ignorant to how bad it is and that it's even real. No. Nope.
How long does it take to get baptized?
I'm pretty
what
sure
do you
it's
mean?
Very
like,
real.
The actual event, or like how long do you have to wait? Because it's a pretty short thing. They just
say
the
word for
the water
over
your head.
It's real, and some humans want it. I mean, Lucifer did, man. So it doesn't surprise me. And by the way, it's not one story.
Yeah, but
they
that's
didn't have
a
these ideas and then
that
it
is
has
a parable,
moral.
Not an event. There's a difference between those. I'm talking about when it says like this happened and then this happened, not someone in the Bible saying a certain thing and then interpreting in different ways. I'm saying what was described that happened.
It's the Bible doesn't have it's not a story with a moral. It's a friggin' huge book with a bunch of different stories that seem to be plainly historical. Most of them are pretty plainly historical.
Yeah, Jesus making a statement like that is not a historical statement. It's a, you know, moral command, something like that. The Old Testament said Balaam's donkey talked to him. Is that part literal? Sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Why couldn't it be?
Do miracles happen? If yes, then why not? If not, then...
Because I know they do.
That's a tough one.
I know they do.
If you don't think miracles happen, like, consider existence. Consider a lot of... If you go look for them, you're going to find a lot of unexplainable stuff, and you're going to tell me that they're all coincidental. So if they can happen... And if you accept there's one, you accept that they exist.
Yeah,
If Jesus actually wanted people to literally abandon their families to follow him, how could he state it so that it could be absolutely crystal clear? Oh, I don't think Jesus is much concerned with a bunch of people who are going to willingly misinterpret him. Oh, there's a great quote.
Usually when there's a dispute like that, one of the apostles says something and then he clarifies it.
Here.
Like, if they found problem with it, they would have asked, like, oh, you mean literally abandon your parents? And then, you know, he'd be
never
like, yes.
Waste your time trying to explain who you are to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. What, did you want, like, footnotes of Jesus explaining? Why would he do that? Because you can say that's just a parable to anything Jesus ever said.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus can say, yeah, we should go to heaven. Oh, is that a parable? Why didn't Jesus say it wasn't? Why are you even asking that question? Unless you're meaning to misunderstand it. Or meaning to demean it. Yeah, that's my point. Your point is foolish. Anybody can do anything to you. Are you saying parables right now? Why would you write in a way that I could misinterpret it?
Really not how
maybe you're being metaphorical right now. I don't know. Why don't you clear it up? Why don't you clarify? Why don't you do that all the time for me?
It kind of makes, if you're operating under that, it kind of makes every like conversation impossible.
You can do that to every single... That's what exegesis is for. You can do that to every single line.
Mm-hmm. I think people like haven't genuinely poured over this stuff.
Foolish. It's a waste of time. Unless it's, you know, are you trying to understand it or are you trying to figure out a way to demean it? If you're deliberately misunderstanding it, there's nothing anybody can do.
Is it really? That seems like a weird thing to nitpick, because, like, yeah, you do, like, everyone abandons their parents. What? On crack?
It would be hard and unpleasant. He died on the cross. That the point of doing unpleasant things for the sake of good is sort of the whole point. And if you're not ready to do that, then you're not ready for anything. But again,
I mean, yeah, context is another thing we're not even worrying about here. The context in which he said that. But... I mean, the assumption is that everyone's reading the Bible in bad faith and looking to fit it to their own... whatever, convenience or something. It's obviously not the case, because there's plenty of inconvenient rules in the religion that make it hard to follow. Baptism changed
your
anyway.
Why did God make...
Well, the main thing is that you're not in mortal sin anymore, so your prayers, like, you know, reliably work.
Why did God make thou shalt not kill a commandment, and then he, like, a page later said that you should kill guys if they do certain things? Doesn't that open him up to getting criticized by atheist YouTube commenter? Yes, it does, and why does that matter?
Calls for you to abandon your parents for his name's sake. If you stay home, living at home, you're not going out in the world and taking it on. You're hiding in a walled garden of artificial Eden. Yeah, again, everyone has to leave their parents... Preferably right when they turn into an adult. And yeah, ideally you'd be going out there doing his will.
At some level you have to let the people who follow it tell you what it means. And they'll usually clarify it for you. And Christians who have, you know, awareness of that stuff, they'll clarify it for you. And if you don't want to listen, that's you. That's not them. That's not Christ. moving out of your parents' house? Why not? That was a problem with Moses, right? Or was it Abraham?
What Abraham.
Was Abraham, yeah. That was a thing in Abraham's story.
Mm-hmm. It, like, again, it's could be a lot of interpretations. All of it.
If any man come to me and hate not his father, he cannot be my disciple. Yeah, that's about materialism. You're gonna be besmirching the word of God for longer?
Yeah, again, that's about detachment and, you know, prioritizing God above all else.
It's the same thing. Are you refusing to understand?
Yeah.
That's so easy. I understand that in 6 seconds.
Yeah. Like, because you can cross-reference other things he said to find out that it's not a literal thing. Be hating everybody that's close to you. What exactly is what are you trying to accomplish here? You having fun?
I mean, you're asking Christians right now what do those lines mean, and you're getting told what they mean. Did you actually want to know what they meant, or do you want to say
no,
that
it's,
Christians
are
wrong? No,
he's not, because, yeah, that was his point that he clarified. He just wants to say that we're wrong.
Atheistically... foundation, it is not evil intent. Differ the two. The more of a stickler you become about ideas and what they mean, the more everything is two things. It's either one or O.
Spotify is awesome and works really well all the time, actually. I like how it randomly, like, pauses out of nowhere for no reason.
Yeah, I love when that happens.
Thanks, Spotify. I love how it just plays the same 3 songs on repeat, you know, shuffling. That's, like, cool. Because it's really hard to actually program something to be completely random. That's super hard. Talk to Sam Hyde at all? Collab would be cool. Yeah, I talked to him once. I think he's cautious to make content with me, though, at the moment, because I've been accused of all sorts of freaking crap. Demons. That's fine with me.
Roll.
To read the origin of species, I'd rather freaking die. Yeah, let me read Charles Darwin, Freemason, and Butt Sex Addict.
Butt Sex Addict.
Yeah. Charles Carroll would be cool. Yeah, I think he did invite me to actually stream with him once, so I should take him up on that.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty
I messaged
good.
Him recently, so yeah. I think that'd be good.
Laura was deeply Catholic. I mean, the thing about it's a misunderstanding if you start thinking that religion was created because as a compendium of
ancient
man's
wisdom and
nature.
Yeah, yeah. Not it.
No. Backwards. Religion is the origin of man's moral guidance. Not the other way around. And I'm not talking about, you know, a big church with a bunch of papers inside it and people wearing robes. That's the iteration is not the thing in itself. Just like the church is not a church. It's the body of Christ after he ascended. It's the body of Christ that remained on earth. It was his church. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. And it's the fact, like, you think religion as a, you know, written books is a compendium of men's moral guidance. Okay, if where did men's moral guidance come from? Exactly.
Yeah.
That is, you know, metaphysical truth already in it.
Yeah, I have a really hard time, like, with the conception that, religion is some sort of thing.
An
organization,
like,
rather than
created,
rather than
why
being,
would it manifest like that?
Rather than encompassing like everything and being the be all end all.
Why would it manifest like that? Why wouldn't it just be philosophy? Why do we not stay in philosophy? Why did it manifest as that? Doesn't really seem, because plenty of early cultures had a very, you know, strict, you know, Spartan mindset of, are you good for war? Good for hunting? They didn't need allegories. They could employ them if they wanted to, but at the end of the day, they fell through because they didn't stick. Why the impetus for God? There's no reason why it would be that way.
Yeah.
People nowadays certainly don't need to iterate in that way.
No.
And people nowadays aren't really that different from people 2,000 years ago. Mm. They don't need to do it. They wouldn't do it if they... Unless they wanted to. Unless they thought that was true.
Not creative from accurate atheist perspective. What exactly are you trying to say here?
The interaction with the metaphysics.
It's not.
With the metaphysical truth is the foundation of all those things. Religion has written books and churches, that's the physical manifestation of it. But the interaction with the metaphysical truth remains primordial over evolutionary biases.
No, so it's not created, it is the creator. Jay Dyer. I don't know much about him, but I do have one of his books, I think. Yeah, Esoteric Hollywood.
Jay Dyer. I don't know what that is.
Truth from God being real is primordial from the false outside perspective. It appears creative. Realized is. Realize it is the creator and old primordial.
Thank you.
To get an ASUS through the door, you have to show it to them. Wait, it looks outside, a different angle. Thomas Aquinas' proof of God works for me. I don't think you have to... I think coming at it from their perspective is... I don't think you have to do that. I don't think you should do that, even.
Coming... You...
I mean, Thomas Aquinas is five ways.
If you... Like, entering their territory is definitely... Because then you're fighting a battle in a... In such a disadvantage, in such a... Not even a disadvantage. You're operating.
I mean, yeah, in the first place, you're not.
It makes it impossible for you to ever win.
Yeah, you're not going to convince them if they're not already open to it. So there's no benefit in going into their territory.
But if you mean take their priorities and make them aware that they lead back to where you are. So if you're concerned with physics and the Big Bang and evolution, there's little slashes in those things that if you pry into them, you realize that they're unexplainable without God.
Mm-hmm.
Then that, I agree with that. There's dents in those things.
That freaking dark matter makes me laugh every time. What a freaking joke.
Dark matter, okay. Is a form of matter thought to account for approximately 85% of the matter in the universe.
Yeah, except you can't see. The only reason they made it up is so they could make their equations work out. Literally it. Oh yeah, it contains the perfect amount of matter to make all the equations for gravity and crap work. But we can't see it. Nobody's found it. Man, it's night. I'm not sure I've had a meal today. I'm so dead. Oh man, you gotta eat something. You gotta drink some freaking water or juice. Some carbs.
Gravitational effects that cannot be explained by accepted theories of gravity unless more matter is present than can be.
Yeah. What a joke. Oh my gosh. Yeah, our equations don't work. Time to add Deus Ex Machina, yeah. Here go, J. Dyer comment on transcendental arguments for God and apologetics. Sounds interesting, but I'm pretty good right now, honestly.
That's so stupid. Total mass.
A mass hole? My dark mass hole. Make up a theory, doesn't work. They change their view of the universe, make it work. Yeah, add some more matter. Nobody's found it. Nobody knows how to find it.
Unaco theme needs to be playing over the
but they do get a lot of grants. They get a lot of grants for trying to find it, though. Oh, I wonder why. That's beneficial. They get money for trying to look for something that doesn't exist. They'll never find it, so they'll get money forever. Oh, okay.
Alternative hypotheses. Because dark matter has not yet been conclusively identified, many other hypotheses have emerged to explain their observational phenomena that dark matter was conceived to explain. The most common method is to modify general relativity. General relativity is well tested on solar system scales, but its validity on galactic or cosmological scales have not been well proven. Dark matter has been. A suitable modification to general relativity can eliminate the need for dark matter. The best known theories, blah blah blah. What does this mean?
Does anyone post out that dark matter is retarded? It's freaking stupid.
The universe is expanding. Isn't it infinite, though? How can it be expanding? This is Obama's last name of questions, but isn't the universe supposed to be infinite? How is it expanding?
Yeah, and how is it infinite when it came from nothing?
Their theory is that there's always been something, but concentrated.
Yeah, but where did that something come from?
That's the thing that it's not...
Yeah, don't you have to call that God? Don't you have to call that first cause? They technically recognize first cause, but they think, oh, God's scary word, like X particle or some crap like that.
Also, if gravity is such a rule, then why did the Big Bang occur? Isn't that the opposite of gravity?
What is that? Non-Newtonian?
Or was a thing that existed before it exploded not the universe and it didn't have gravity? But then if that's the case, then if space laws don't apply to it, then why did it explode? It's not infinite in size, but infinite in expansion or whatever, I don't know. yeah, I'm thinking that.
It's infinite in dark mass holes stuff. Black holes. Yeah. As in
infinite black holes,
Anthony Fantano's dream.
All that grand money goes for them getting banged with a beaker on their head.
Yeah.
In the lab.
Mm-hmm.
They get a beaker shoved up at their
Only God's infinite, really. The God particle is a particle that was unexplainable, essentially a theory.
Who is in charge of space law?
A theroid disprover they ignored and classified separately to cling to the delusion. Why are you telling me a retard? In charge of space laws. Yeah, I made a new space law. No peeing in space.
That's a nice law. I would make that law if I was spaceman.
How hard do I have to pee for it to go out of the gravity?
First, you need to have a brain to be able to do that.
Friggin' Oonga Boonga leave the planet because overpower the force of gravity. Whatever, you know what I'm trying to say.
Overclock. How do I overclock my graphics card?
How do I overclock my friggin' wiener card?
Wiener card. You got a wiener card, sir?
Yeah.
You don't, I'll have to take it, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they should all have... They're kind of getting ahead of themselves. They haven't even figured out consciousness, and they're trying to... I smell lemons. Yeah, can I overclock my penis card to go to 4 gigahertz, please? The problem with the Thomistic argument for the unmoved mover as a first cause is that it doesn't necessarily prove the true personal cause. Yeah, except that it doesn't have to, because it gets really clear from there what the deal is. Because you go from polytheism to monotheism. You know, how could there be multiple? And then figure out that the Abrahamic religions endorse all kinds of crazy crap. Friggin' Talmud and Quran. But there, yeah, like, that's not his only argument anyways. Like, what I'm saying is kind of retarded, but he extensively proved everything else about why, you know, the Christian God has to be the only option.
Like, for me it was like two steps.
Summa.
Two Crazy. Steps. First is God exists, and then Jesus, and everything else is irrelevant compared to those two. Jesus is less, there's less, because he was a person, there's less abstract arguing for it, but once you consider the alternatives, because there's not that many religions. I believe there's basically no religions that have a god like the Christian God or the Abrahamic God.
Yeah, nobody else like comes even close to Trinitarian
Yeah.
stuff.
But the alternative to the Christian God is the Muslim or Jewish God. And that's crazy. So Christ, come on.
Yeah, but I could just be like, it's just like a genderless floating orb god, bro. Again, Thomas Aquinas has a lot of other stuff. Huge compendium of all his arguments on the specifics. I don't know if you want to look into that, but it's there. If you need to. But for me, it's pretty simple to figure it out.
Floating orb god, then why is space-time bound by rules? And if it is bound by rules, then why wouldn't we be? Because it seems everything points to that, to the notion that we are.
You guys believe the Shroud of Turin is legit? What is that?
I still don't know. I to this day, I don't know if it's shroud or shrewd.
Oh, this thing? It's shroud. Rude. Who says shrewd? Isn't shrewd like the word for being like smart or clever?
Don't know.
Yeah, shrewd. Having or showing sharp powers of judgment. Shroud is.
What is this?
Yeah, I've seen this. This is like Jesus' face, apparently. I don't know, I have no idea of knowing. Not really. But,
Oh, this is interesting.
It is interesting. I'm inclined to believe it is real.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sort of how Jesus would look.
And yeah, looks like accurate, looks proper.
Okay. Pope Pius approved it, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
Leonardo da Vinci is overrated? That's one of the guys I actually like. Six foot five? Was Jesus 6 foot 5? Seems crazy.
Well, if it's good enough for the Pope, it's good enough for me.
Well, Jesus 6 5 then.
That's crazy. Jesus like taller than me? I never thought that could be possible.
Oh no, that's
Playing
not
devil's
true.
advocate, but
He
yeah, I've read Summa
was.
Theologica. As long as we have faith in God, having the perfect theology. Yeah, honestly,
Yep. Yes.
you don't need to be constantly like looking up arguments and stuff like that. Like, it's good enough for me to
Five
know
foot
that it's there,
seventeen.
and it's so solid that it like goes over my head, and it's extremely difficult to read.
5 foot 7 to 6 foot 2. Okay, so he's not 6 foot 5.
5 foot 7.
Something like that.
Yeah, so normal height. I would never have been Catholic if it wasn't for Thomas Aquinas and other theological argument stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. With or without shoes on, with sandals. Yeah, he has like 5 feet sandals.
Yeah, 10 feet sandals. He's actually negative 12 feet.
The leather is so thick. He's just standing above everybody all the
Yeah.
time.
Walking on stilts. Yo, what's up, guys? Want to hear about the kingdom of heaven?
What's up, guys? Want to hear about the kingdom of heaven?
You should read Aquinas, if only a little. Pretty awesome.
Useful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I have a we both have a very weird and self-referential world and extra world view of, like, geometry, economics, metaphysics, and psychology that just revolves around itself and refers to itself all the time.
That's true.
With center. Yeah.
Because we're like, go watch this video we made to understand what we're talking about right now.
And it's like geometry relates to like aesthetics and how it relates to psychology and metaphysics. I can't even put it in words because it's so brain. Like for me, the things, our worldview is, it's so obvious from our perspective in metaphysics and aesthetics in psychology that it's not even a question. It's just like the same thing, but in another area. And it's all very binary, too. Mm-hmm. It's another quality of it.
Yeah, no room for confusion. Being confused, the worst.
He's an epic artist, but he gets treated much more than that. I think,
He was
a pioneer of
racism.
Wasn't he
much more than that? Wasn't he a polymath?
Yeah, and he was the pioneer of racism. He said three kinds of people. The ones that don't see, the ones that can see when they're shown, and the ones that see. And that's crazy. I read that when I was 13. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I go to school. I know that's true. And it's repeatedly those four things. It's,
Yeah, geometry and, they like thinking about sharp angles versus, smooth
so
curves.
Aesthetics, metaphysics, world crafting, and psychology. Those four converge so much that it's not like I'm even talking about a different thing.
Yeah. My internet just pooped. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, then it's OBS again. That's awesome. I love OBS. My favorite, man. Internet's doing fine and my anus is dying. Okay. Reconnected. What's up, Iggers and Iggets? No, don't get G Fuel. You should get G Fuel, actually, if you haven't eaten anything. Oh, come on now. What's going on? Is it going back off again? Kidding me? Freaking kidding me? Some peppermint tea, that's base. Oh, frick, man. It's set. Oh, man. FOBS for real.